in terms of getting pressure on the quarterback, I know the sacks haven't been there the last couple games, but how important is it this week, especially with a quarterback like just to get him off his spot?
And they haven't even given up that many sacks. I think they've given up eight over the course of eight games, so I think they're like number one as far as sacks given up. So the biggest thing for us, and he's obviously overcome his height, you know, being such a great quarterback throughout his career, but you know, getting your hands up, putting linemen back into his face, getting him off the spot where he has to step laterally, you know, mostly to all right, you know, against his throwing arm. Doing different things like that to kind of get him off his rhythm and off where his first read initially is definitely going to help us. And we can also help him on the back end with that, some of the disguises, holding things, getting our hands on receivers, being physical. And then I'll give our D-line an extra step or two to maybe get a sack or get a hit on him to really disrupt his play.
Lorenzo, you and Preston have both brought up his height right off the bat. How impressed are you, and what about him makes him so good when he's able to overcome something that is, you know, quite obviously something you can attack?
Well, I bring up his height just because of what everybody talks about, but obviously he's overcome it throughout his career. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's done a great job of learning how to look through seams that D-linemen create when they're not having great rush lanes, understanding where he wants to get the ball out very quickly. All those things that he's put in his toolbox to allow him to overcome, you know, his height. And he's been a great quarterback doing that.
What do you see in a guy like Alvin Kamara?
Change of pace, really quick, versatile, strong, great balance, and he's been able to make the best of his opportunity, you know, kind of being that two-headed master, you know, since they've kind of traded Adrian Peterson. He's kind of really came on and really started carrying the load here, especially in the run game as well.
Sean talked about yards don't win games. Is it?
No, they don't. It's situational football. Obviously you don't want to give up, you know, 500 yards. You want to get off the field so you're fresh and rested. But if you can win the turnover ratio, if you can win third downs, if you can win in the red zone, those are the situations that you really want to key on. And if you look over the course of history, those are the different situations that are the game within the game that tend to lead to having great defenses and great teams.
Do you play differently then? I mean, are you out there play to play thinking, I'm not worried about if I get 5 or 6 here as long as I can get a turnover on one of the next 7?
I mean, that's the big thing for us anyway. I mean, our big thing is not giving up chunk plays. So if we'd rather give up a 5 or 6 yard, you know, gain or an out versus a 40-yard bomb, and that's just, you know, just chunk plays create momentum, create points, field position, all those little things that I think a lot of people don't think about that add to you not being effective on defense.
Is it different to play? I mean, is it a mindset where you're thinking?
Yeah, definitely it's mindset. I mean, when you're in third down mode, you're thinking about certain things, getting off the field. When you're in red zone, you want to play tighter. You want to make them kick field goals, try to create turnovers. And anytime we're around the ball, which we've shown this year, we're trying to punch the ball out. Catching the balls that the quarterbacks throw to us, and we've done a great job in, 6 out of the 8 games we played this year as far as creating those turnovers.
You've not been on a shape first and 10 about, I got to get a tackle for a loss on this play, you know?
No. I mean, it's always great to win on first and second down, but you're not trying to necessarily win the series on first down. You know, it's something that we kind of have a comprehensive plan over the 3 downs to get teams off the field.